another thing that we can focus on now when it comes to pursuing our goals, something else that Les Brown shares with us. You have to be conscious of yourself and of the world around you. Now, y'all, I know a lot of you are thinking, oh, you know what? This ties in with something else that Carl has told us. He said that we need to make sure that we're not only considering the things that are important to us, but we need to be considering the things that are important to others as well. That's true, and that's part of it. But here's what else he says, Les Brown says about this. You need a global vision. You need to do your homework. Study all the factors that influence and are affected by your area of interest. Benjamin Franklin said, if a man empties his purse into his head, no one can take it away from him. An investment in knowledge always pays the best interest. When you understand the marketplace, you'll have a better feel for the motivations of your employers. You may be surprised to learn that many farmers have computers in their homes now so that they have access to the latest grain and commodity prices around the world. Farmers know their market. They know that after they haul their grain to a nearby grain elevator, it's shipped by rail or truck to a barge line, which moves it on the water to the destinations around the world. Farmers are well aware that world events affect the value of crops in their fields and the livestock in their feedlots. You all know, I've shared with you a number of times that, you know, where we live right here can affect what happens in places around the world. What happens in what we may consider remote parts of the world can easily affect how we live right in the local community. Farmers are aware that what's happening around the world affects how they farm. They know that a bad winter in the wheat fields of Eastern Europe will impact on their farms in Kansas and Nebraska. They understand that they're linked to a global economy. How did CNN become so successful? Well, it's partly because we're no longer a nation of isolated and independent interests. We're globally connected. What are the economic, social, and political forces that affect your area of interest? And, you know, you think about that, I'm pretty sure that some of you are probably thinking about the situation occurring in Egypt right now. And you have the people who have been oppressed for decades who are rising up after having seen the success in Tunisia of the uprising of the oppressed there. And the oppressed Egyptians are saying, we want a change in government. We want Hosni Mubarak gone. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to get their wish. I'm not saying that there is or is not time for regime change. What I am saying is this. The civil unrest is beginning to cause speculation now that the price of oil will go up. And if indeed the price of oil goes up, guess who feels it? Just about everyone who uses oil. There's a good chance that the price of gas that we put into our automobiles will go up some more. Egypt and the civil unrest there affecting price of oil right here, wherever here is. Whether you're listening online, doesn't matter. Right here, being affected by Egypt. So you have to realize we are globally connected. And there is a relevance so often to what is happening in different parts of the world that may seem to have no connection whatsoever. They're connected. So you're asking questions. What is the economic, social, and what are the economic, social, and political forces affecting your area of interest? Who are the primary competitors? What are the innovators doing? What is the latest trend in education in your field? That's why so many people have to go to different training sessions, workshops, seminars, etc., get those continuing education credits, because there's so much change that in order to keep up, very often it's not a good idea to just stop your learning after you've obtained the degree. Got to keep learning. All right, something else that we need to do, and this again, according to Les Brown, is speak the language. He says that when he gives a speech to a group, he always makes an effort to sit down with that group's representatives and discuss with them all the factors involved in their profession. He asked them to send him trade magazines beforehand. People empowered by their dreams seek out information. They are that focused. They laser in on their goals. Would you have thought that a motivational speaker would be involved in doing homework, getting trade magazines beforehand, talking with the representatives of the organization beforehand so that he can learn as much about what they're doing as he can, so that he tailors his speech to them, his presentation to them, in such a way that it really, truly benefits them. Les says that when he addresses a group, he wants to know what economic factors come into play in their field. He wants to know whether their business is in an up or down cycle. He asks the executives what it is they want from their employees. He asks the employees what it is they want from their executives. Man, I like that. I really like that. Because let's face it, there are things that our executives want from their employees, and rightfully so. But there are also things that the employees want from the executives, and rightfully so. It could be something as simple as, well, I'd like to know that the person who is my immediate supervisor is someone to whom not only am I accountable, but he or she is accountable to me. I want to know that if I have a concern, I can voice that concern and truly be heard. And you expect the executive to make sure that that's happening across the organization. So there are things that employees want from their executives, and rightfully so. I admire Les Brown for finding out what the desires are in both directions, what the executives want from the employees and vice versa. He wants to speak their own language to them, not some generic memorized speech that has only token references to their area of interest. He tailors his speeches even as he's giving them so that the audience knows he's geared to their needs. He considers that a holistic approach, a study of the whole field. And that is what accelerated his growth in professional speaking. He says, here's the thing, it'll work for us as well. Les Brown says, your ability to communicate is an important tool in your pursuit of your goals, whether it's with your family, your coworkers, your clients, or customers. How do you rate yourself as a communicator? Do you work well with people? Are you open to feedback? Can you get others to share your vision? Can you motivate them beyond their perceived limits? Can you get them to cross the street with you? So much that goes into living with others, working with others, helping each other. And this is where I want to remind you again of something that I mentioned a while back. And that's this. This really is a time for us to dream as individuals, but also to dream as a team. Seeing what it is that we can do to help ourselves in every way we can, but also seeing what we can to help each other. So that as I pursue my dream, I also help you pursue yours. As you pursue your dream, you also help me pursue mine. As I do what I can to help you accomplish your goal, you do what you can to help me accomplish mine. And we keep pursuing the fulfillment of our dreams in the process. Each of us helping the other in the pursuit of our dreams.